She acts like the princess in the pee when we are lounging together. Welcome back to another episode of OnlyFans. That's right, another solo episode of OnlyFans, because that's what, guess what? That is the name of the fucking show, OnlyFans, okay? I don't have any friends. I don't need any friends. I'm not meeting new people. I have no interest in making any more connections. I'm full. I got me, my devil dog, Mabel, and that's all I need. Mabel, would you like to tell the people how you tried to murder a Nova Scotian duck tolling retriever this morning? It was like first walk of the day. I had to hold her leash with both my hands because I was like, we were coming around the corner and the guy picked up the duck tolling retriever. A lot of people don't know, aren't familiar with this breed. We'll include a picture for the dummies. But I wouldn't have known this breed if my ex's sister hadn't owned one of these dogs. They're psychotic. They're not psychotic, but they're like hunting dogs. They're meant to fucking go do shit. So they're probably underworked, I would assume. If you have one in the city, they are pretty adorable. Yeah, Mabel fucking hates this dog. Mabel, there's levels of hatred that Mabel hates dogs. Like, your run-of-the-mill French bulldog, if it looks at Mabel the wrong way, she's gonna want to kill it. But if it ignores her, she will let it pass. It can live. And she's like, spare him. But some dogs, she just fucking... But she was also excellent this morning when we were playing Frisbee. Twice, she displayed pretty great impulse control, in my opinion. The command, leave it, is really our best friend when we need it. But Mabel, you guys know this. She plays with her Frisbee. That's what she wants to do in the morning. Run really fast, jump in the air, catch it between 100 and 200 times. And she isn't dog aggressive. She's not out to get into dog fights. She's just out to work. But if she doesn't know you and you make a beeline for her Frisbee or her being in general, I mean, I expect her to actually like be more reactive than she has been. Like, she's been like, whatever, I'm fine. But two separate instances. One, these people have this little shit Eskimo dog. I don't know what they're called. Look up little shit Eskimo dog, because they're like mini little Akitas or mini Poms, but bigger. Look up maybe mini Akita, but that's not right, but it might lead us to the correct answer. They're giving us Shibas. It's not a Shiba. Mini little, maybe it's a mini Aussie, but it's a shithead. It seems Alaskan. It seems like a cold weather mini Husky. We're getting closer. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a super mini Husky. That's why it sucks so much. Huskies are great, but they're fucking, again, you got to work them. And if, like, this dog's go-to behavior is to run at another dog, whatever toy it has, and growl. Like, arr! And this Mabel's four times the size of this mini little shit monkey. And again, spared its life. Like, one time, Mabel had the Frisbee in her mouth after making an incredible catch, even with this little dog acting like one of those little fish that swim along the side of fucking big dog sharks and big dog whales. You guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway, she makes this catch and this dog's all up in her face and she just like stops and stands and like turns at him really fast. And then the dog got the fucking message. Like, get out of my game. That's exactly what it is. It's a little mini Husky. Is that what it's called? I can't read. Sorry.
Alaskan Klee Kai? Yeah. I've never heard of that before.
That's what it looks like, though. And then this other lady had a pit bull puppy. I love pit bulls. I love puppies, whatever. But the thing was pulling on the leash from the woman trying to get to Mabel, who was, again, just playing with her Frisbee. And the lady doesn't say anything to me or anything, just lets her dog off. And she's like, good morning. And I was like, Mabel's going to kill your puppy. But it just made a beeline for her. And then I kept going, leave it, Mabel. And then the puppy peed submissive really fast. And Mabel was allowed her to live. She was like, okay, it's a fucking puppy. But yeah, this dog like submissive peed and like was like on her back like very quickly. Because Mabel just exudes a lot of alpha dominance because she's busy. She's busy. Like, some of these dogs have these frou-frou lives where they wake up, they go see their friends. You know, it's all about social, social, social. Mabel has to bank, as I said before, between 100 and 200 frisbee catches in order for her soul to be at peace. And that's how she's able to relax like this. Right, Mabes? No? Am I failing you? And I mean, that's just the morning. We really lucked out today. We were the only dogs in me and Mabel in the North End Dog Park. And that's at, you know, you know. That's a long fetch playing dog run. So shout out to us for that. The feet guys are going to tune into this whole app because we got a fresh pedicure. And then because I guess I had nails that color too, but they lasted like a week. Last time I went, I just got no color. I just didn't want any color. You know, sometimes you just want everything to just be clean and straightforward. I had a house guest this week. Shout out to John from Denver. We had a lovely time.
You like made him sound like a Patreon member also, just being like John from Denver.
Top tier donor, John from Denver. Got, you know, he got the trip. He won the trip to New York City. I hope I plugged my Key West gig last episode. Did I? Good for me. Because when you guys are watching this, I'm going to be in Key West, baby, with my mom and her friend. Anyway, John from Denver came. He was cool. I think we just, sometimes you really got to vet somebody out a little more before you commit to a long distance visit. Also, you know, again, your girl keeps attracting these young bucks and she needs to start rejecting them and stop letting her ego do the picking. I have to just be like, no, no matter how tall they are, no matter how many tattoos they have, no matter how tall they are, you have to stop. Okay, this is the clip, by the way, Nicole. This is the clip I need for me so I can reinforce that we've got to put an age cap and stop with these young boys, because on paper, they're great. And the first time that we, you know, typically hook up is great, too. But then I don't get the ick fast enough. It just comes on so fast, so hard. And once I've reached ick, I'm unshakable. There's no getting out of ick with me. So.
What did it this time?
I'm trying to think of the specific thing. It was just like the combination of like confident in some way, because you got to be at that. He's just a huge man, right? You got to just be confident everywhere you go just because of your sheer size. And like we went like out to like eat and I had made reservations for the restaurant and I was like, you know, like go check in for us or whatever. And he just like kept looking back at me all timid. And he did it another time. We went to another restaurant where like we didn't have, it wasn't a restaurant. It was Junior's. But it's a restaurant. Sorry, Junior's. You're a restaurant. I'm just kidding. But we were like walking around because you have to walk them when they're that big. You got to take them out. You got to get them a lot of fresh air. You got to work them out, make them tired so that they sleep. But you also have to like constantly feed them. And I'm not domestic. I'm not here making breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, it's not my thing. It's like, oh, we're hungry. Let's eat something now. That's sort of how I live my life. But when you're dealing with like a huge monster that you got to feed constantly, you know. He did pay for dinner at Barbunya, which was delicious. But then he forgot our leftovers at the stand, which really bothered me because I already had plans for my duck the next day.
Did he watch you perform?
Yes. And I got heckled by a guy in the back row. I was talking, you know, doing my dog bit as I do, Mabel. And guy in the back, he's like, I'm a big dog. He just starts repeating, I'm a big dog. And I don't know what I said. Said something about him being autistic or having a small penis. I don't know. Whatever it was. It was hack and stupid, but it worked. And that was like his big takeaway from my set. Like otherwise had a good set, but that he was like, I was gonna fight that guy. I was like, why didn't you? You were way bigger than him. That would have been great. Mabes, do you want to take it off? Or do you, are you okay with your ears? Yeah. You're not really adding a lot this week. It's okay, you know. You don't have to. You don't have to add anything. You're perfect. Mabel was full on depressed when he left. She's never been more in love. I think she's actually still mad at me for blowing it with him, probably. She was like, this is the biggest dad we've ever had. He's so great. Look at him. He's going to protect me.
Well, I feel like you have to start at the beginning because you picked him up from the airport, right? And this No. is your first. No.
I had him take an Uber here.
Okay.
I started getting very cold as the visit approached, which is fucked up. Because he was like, I'm going to be there. Da, da, da. And I was like, really? You're really coming to see me? I was like, all right. And then he was, and I see, initially when I first saw the guy, maybe it was after 11 p.m. You know what I mean? Like we all say stuff when we're horny that we don't really mean. Like I say things like, I'll pick you up from the airport and like, I'll make a sign. He messaged me because then like the day comes before I'm supposed to pick him up and he's like and I'm like, can you just get an Uber? I go, you can't afford an Uber. Like I just start getting so mean. Mabes, do you want me to take your ears off? Your horns, I mean. Let me take your horns off. All right, let me know. I was like, I go, you can't afford an Uber? And he's like, what? He's like, you said you'd make me a sign. It's like, I was horny, dude. So I, you know, day of, I'm like, all right, come meet me. I had just done the radio. It did Bonfire. Shout out to Bonfire. That was really fun. And then I had a like 11 p.m. spot. So I'm running around all day. Meet him. We didn't have sex right away, which is like, we had been sexting. So I feel like if the chemistry had actually been there, I would have been like right from the jump, but it wasn't. But then, yeah, he came to the show. He loved Ian Lara. Loved Ian Lara. Big Ian Lara fan. Wait, Nicole, should I open the document you sent me?
You don't want to like peel this back any further? Also, you didn't look at it yet?
No, I didn't look at it.
Now it's just going to be embarrassing.
Why? Don't you think it's better this way?
I guess so. What was your first impression of him in person when he walked in? Like, what did he say? What did he do?
He's so tall and he looks like Luke Wilson. But like that look, like Luke Wilson in a Wes Anderson movie, like Royal Tenenbaums. Not Luke Wilson in Old School. Luke Wilson and meh, but like that's not quite it either. He's like not that fully bearded. Let me think. It's another Wes Anderson where he like just has a mustache. Anyway, Luke Wilson with a mustache and but taller and obviously. Yeah, exactly. Yes. So like show me that picture. And I'm like, yeah, fucking horny, wet. And then you put it on top of a 6'4" guy who's covered in tats and like knows how to shoot guns. And like within 5 minutes of him coming here, he's like, you want to see a video of me getting tased? I was like, yeah, this is awesome. So obviously not all bad, you know, fun stuff. But then you just realize like the age difference is a big deal and the lifestyle difference is a big deal. I think in general, if you're living like states away from somebody and your first meeting, like they like stay at your place, like that's kind of crazy. Cause and I said to him, I was like, what hotel are you staying at? And he's like, I heard the Shea Heron is really great. I was like, ugh, I guess I like can't like not let this guy stay. I told him I was making a sign and I already didn't make a sign. You know, I do have a king size bed, whatever, not to brag. But I think you, if you really want anything like romantic or you want the person to like you, you need healthy separation. We can't be fucking using this is a one bedroom, my bathroom. Like, and the first morning he came for the Mabel routine. That's a 6 to 8 a.m. every morning. That's why we got a sleeping Mabel at 6 p.m. because she's fucking tired as fuck. He came the first morning. He met the dog moms. Shout out to Nicole. She really connected with him as she usually does. My bows. Nicole has a great time connecting with my bows. And the next morning he was out. I was like, I woke up and like, I was like, you don't have to come with the Mabel thing if you don't want to. It's funny how like intensely we were like ready to play house day one, and day two was like, get out of here. So, I mean, these are just experiments I'm doing. Like, I don't really see anything wrong with it.
But I feel like you really matched your energy, because you're like, you say crazy shit, like you'd be like, I love you, like right off the bat, because that's hilarious. And he was like, all right, bet. Like, he flew here,
right,
bought a ticket, and stayed with you.
Yeah, I thought so too. I think I picked up that vibe too, like, this guy's fucking on it. But like, he honestly was just like a little dumb. Like, he got here, he was kind of dumb. He was just a little like, the questions that he would ask sometimes, I mean, it's hard to like put them all. Oh, and then he started doing these long forehead kisses, and by the third one I had to call him on it and say something. Like, he did it once and I was like, oh, that was kind of cute. And then he did it another time and I like had to break out of it, like, you know, I don't know, 5 seconds in. And then he tried to do another one and I was like, what are these long forehead kisses? I was like, what are we doing? Someone die? That's not the move. In the beginning, like, that's like, yeah, if you're boyfriend, girlfriend, like, maybe I get like a forehead kiss like once in a while, maybe if I'd been a good girl. But day one, no, it's like, it should be like all spicy sexual. None of it should be like meaningful. Okay. For your next one, just giving him advice. He's going to turn into a rapist. See how cute though?
Did you have anything in common?
No.
Like, what did you guys talk about? Like, you went out to dinner and stuff.
Yeah, we chat. I mean, we talk. I don't know. He knows some things. He, like, loves Theo Vaughn. He's stupid. I'm not saying that loving Theo Vaughn is stupid. I love Theo Vaughn. We got to get him on the pod. I'm just saying that's who he really relates to. And that's fine. Like, we were walking around Central Park and then we walked down Broadway and he was like, what's the late show? And I was like, you have to go. Not that, I mean, it's just like little thing. Like, you don't know that. When I like walked Mabel the next day at the same time, I was like, oh, yep, we do the same thing. And he was like, the same thing. And he would just be like on top of, he also was just touching me too much. I'm a cold and I send signals. Like, if you're rubbing my shoulder and I don't want you to, like, I will throw my shoulders up to my ears. I'll be like, I don't want this. What about my body language tells you I want this?
Yeah, I feel like you can't afford an Uber and what hotel are you staying at are pretty clear signals.
Thank you,
on your
Nicole.
Part.
I thought so. If a guy said that to me, I would have been like, oh,
I'm flying home.
Yeah. I would have been like, is this joking? What happened? I'd be like, are you bipolar? You said you're making me a sign. I think it's the male female dynamic. That's the thing that, like, I, you know, I brag a lot about being rich or whatever, but you gotta have money. You gotta have money. You have to have some. You gotta have some to throw around and not worry about and not penny pinch and not see you being cheap. You can be cheap, just like keep that to yourself. Keep that private. I don't want to know.
Imagine he like put that flight on his credit card to come see you and you're like, can you not afford an Uber? And he's like, well,
I want to Venmo request him for the sushi we had. I want to Venmo request him for the lunch I paid for, the two Ubers to and from Central Park. Because you know your girl's not taking the subway. I told him he should. I was like, you love crime. There's so much. Go get some. Go get some crime, you cop. He's also fun to introduce as, this is John. He's a cop from Denver. Because I brought him into the weed place where I was buying weed. Oh, this is another thing he did that annoyed me. So he couldn't smoke weed because he gets drug tested. But he drinks. So he was like drinking here and there, which I don't care. It was like not a lot. He had like a couple old fashions and a beer. But we were buying my weed and he was like, do you care if I get a vape? And I was like, I won't ever kiss you. I was like, it'll gross me out. They're so disgusting. No. And then I bought my stuff and we were going to the gym. I had a class I was taking. This is the other thing I left out. We'll talk about it. Okay. So then I turn back and he's like talking to the guy. He's like, which vape do you like? Oh, what vape? And I'm like, I like left the store. I was like, I'm going to be late for my class. And then he's like, oh, I guess I better go. And he like left. And I was like, good. Yeah. You're not buying a vape. You're not staying in my house and vaping. We all know what happened to the other 26 year old who vaped in my apartment. He was dismissed. There's no vaping. It's fucking gross. It stinks. You don't vape, do you, Nicole?
No. I was distracting because Mabel's feet are twitching and it's really cute.
Is she sleeping? Yeah. She's having puppy dreams.
Did he take the workout class with you?
He wanted to. What a fucking weirdo. That upset me too. He was like, well, I can't take the butt class. I was like, no. Go lift weights. You're huge. Go be with the other men. And I was like, I kept doubling down about the amenities and how much I enjoy them and like to spend time. And I took a gluteus max out class from 9:15 till 10. And then I took a core class from 10 to 10:30. So that's what, 75 minutes of working out for me. And then I wanted to have my amenity time, which I usually take about an hour. I go in, I bring my lymphatic thing in the steam room. I do my lymphatic drainage. I take a cold shower. I do a sheet mask. And then I use my machines on my face. I put lotion on my body. I take a butt pick. I put on my clothes and I leave. And he texted me right as I was leaving my class. I just showered, ready to go. And I was like, do you want to meet me at the diner? And I'm like, you're probably starving, right? He's like, yeah, I'm so hungry. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to at least shower. Give me like 20 minutes. I sent him my order.
Wait, what did you guys both get? Do you remember?
Well, I got there and his was gone because he ate it all before he got there.
Did he get cheesecake?
No.
Why did you go to Junior's? That's like, so
this was a different. This was a different thing. This diner, we went to Zaza's Diner, which is really good.
Oh.
Downtown. But we went to Junior's because he needed a beer. And he was like, let's go and stop in a bar. And I was like, all right, whatever you want. And he was like, let's go in here. I was like, this isn't a bar. All right. We were just in there. I got a coffee shake. It was pretty good. But anyway, at the gym. Oh, wait, no, now we're at the diner. Yeah, he got a quesadilla. It was gone by the time I sat down. I was like, cool. I was fine. I was happy because I had really good classes and I was eating. I got corned beef and hash. I was pretty happy. So there were moments that I was happy. But there was also just like, I'm very selfish. Like, what am I getting out of this? What am, like, I'm giving this guy a fun New York experience, like a hot chick, comic dinners, elite gym access that he didn't use the amenities, which really bothered me because I mentioned it multiple times. I was like, you have a hot tub, a sauna, and a steam room in there. I was like, relax, like use the guest pass worth. I showered, I'm ready to go. Fuck you. Stop hijacking my time. You're a guest. Go do something. Go make my life better.
Was this his first time in the city?
Yeah, first time in the big city. Yeah, so annoying.
So does he not know anybody else here either?
No.
That's crazy. Like, he literally came here for the first time, knew nobody, flew to meet a girl he talked to on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then was just like, all right, what are we doing?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
That's crazy.
What are we doing? And had the best time. Like, if I went to visit somebody and we were going to fucking fancy dinner, we got sugarfish one night and barbunya the other night, dude. And we're eating at Zaza's, stopping at Junior's, went to Central Park, went to a comedy show, met Ian Lara. I mean, but yeah, what do I get? I get to walk around with a really tall guy. Okay. That's fun.
So you wouldn't fly to Denver to then get his,
no,
whatever his city experience would
no
be?
No.
What would you imagine that even is?
He has a roommate. It would be awful. I would put us up at a hotel. Right, Mabes? And I would never leave for that because I love you too much. Chanel's coming to stay with you on Wednesday. Mabes, Chanel, Wednesday. All right, can I open your document?
Yeah, actually, one of the bullet points, this is just a list of topics. One of the ones that I gave you actually was about what hookup culture or dating is like when you're with some, like you being sober when you're with someone who drinks.
Like if I drank, like technically speaking, it probably would have been okay. So there's a few different scenarios. There could have been like if Karen was drinking and it's drinking Karen and she's like hooking up and meeting this guy, it would be a disaster. Drinking Karen can't afford to live in this apartment. Drinking Karen is not organized enough to do road work. Drinking Karen is like blackout every night, like wake up the next day in shambles, having to like piece together a semblance of her old life. So, but then there, because then like the first thing that pops in my head is like, oh yeah, I mean, if I was drinking, like we probably would have fucked everywhere. We probably would have got wasted and fucked him in the Uber, would have fucked him like the second he got here, you know? It probably would have been a lot more sexually charged because I was physically attracted to him. I just needed him to speak and be less. Be less him.
And are you, when, like, is there anyone that you've dated who they're drinking a lot and you're not drinking at all? Or hooked up with?
Like, during, like, the ends of relationships, well, Lewis still drank a lot the first year we dated, but I was so fresh in my sobriety that I was like really good and strong about it. And like when you're in like fresh sobriety, you got that like new like feeling good buzz that you don't, it's not that hard to like fuck with your psyche. But it's funny because I did relapse when we broke up because he's a fucking asshole. And then the guy that I dated when I was in my 20s, I quit drinking and broke up with him like basically simultaneously because he was couldn't even stay sober with me one night, like a week. Like I'm like, can you just not drink one night with me? Can we go to the movies? And that was just like very hard, like especially because we were together for 8 years, just having to like say over and over to yourself and your family and your friends, like he likes alcohol more than he likes me. Like that's what it comes down to. So that's like, that's a tough pill to swallow, but it worked out for the best because I dated the Lucas brothers after him. And they barely drank. They were more potheads when we were together. And now I think they barely smoke. And then what else? Yeah. And then Tom, you know, the guy I'm always saying I'm still in love with. Maybe we're training tomorrow, 8:30. he didn't drink like at all for like the first 6 months that he and I were dating, like to the point where I was just like, this is incredible. Like maybe he had like one cocktail when we were out to dinner with his family. But like other than that, it was like nothing. And I was like, this is so awesome that this guy like doesn't drink. But then he started feeling, I don't know. He wanted me to incorporate myself into his world more, meet his friends, like hang out with his friends more. And they, the way they hung is they drank, and that's fine, but it's just like not my number one choice. And I was probably like a little selfish and bratty about it and like maybe use like the alcoholism to like get out of a lot of the hangs. Cause I didn't like truthfully like connect with or like really like that many of his friends. I thought that a lot of them were like stuck up and like not like some of his friends were like nice and cool, but like his best friend, I really hated her. Anyway, what was I saying? At the end, he started drinking a lot, and that's like was part of like the end of our relationship. He would like stay out to like 4 a.m. and he had never been like that before. He was just jealous of me because I was succeeding at comedy. He was like, you do whatever you want every night. And like, and that's when I had a writing job during the day and was doing spots every night. I was working like 20-hour days and then getting shit about it, told I'm doing whatever I want.
That was something else that I put as a topic but then got embarrassed and deleted it, was to ask you about that, about like that part of your life going from working at Paramount and like being a comic to just being a comic.
Yeah, and a sex worker.
And a sex worker. A very respectable sex worker.
Marina Franklin called me on the phone today and we were just chatting and talking and she's like, Karen, you fucking work your ass off. She's like, I know what you do. She's like, I know that stuff you do on the side and I don't think it's bad. I think it's great. No judgment here. Good for you. You worked your fucking ass off. I was like, thank you, Marina. That made me feel so good. Yeah, when I started getting rich from sex work and didn't have to go back to Paramount, it was fucking awesome. you know, they can throw the word creative all over the place, like creative director, creative this. It's not a creative job. It's a stifling job. And if you have ideas, they smush you down and make you feel stupid, and your ideas don't fit in the box and it's not what they've seen before. It wasn't for me. But so I felt, you know, just liberated. Like, yay. It was very, I had a really good routine and I stayed healthy like most of the time. But when I got sick, it really fucking sucked. Like if I got a winter cold, I remember just having to cancel stuff and it sucked. But when I was like in like the groove, I had my roommates walk my dog a lot, but then I started dating Tom and he was walking Ernest a lot. So it was really perfect. Like he would walk Ernest. I would work 10 to 6 and sometimes I would make it home for dinner with him and then go back out and do spots. But that time of my life was like a really, I was working hard. And he didn't have to work at all. His mom bought him an apartment. He just watched me have two jobs every day. Isn't that crazy? Where's your girlfriend? Oh, she's at one of her two jobs. I don't know. What are you doing today? I think I'm going to walk her dog. Cool. I'm opening the document, Nicole. I don't know how. Yes, I do. This is long, Nicole. You spend a lot of time with this. You're obsessed with me. Combating seasonal depression. This is just for me and a cry for help.
Any tips?
Nicole,
asking for a friend.
Are you really? You're like the healthiest little girl. What are you feeling bummed? Maybe you need a sunny trip.
Well, yeah, it's not that easy.
I know. I know. She's like, pay me five times what you pay me and I'll take a fucking sunny trip, bitch.
I don't know. Yes for me, but I feel like for the most part, a lot of people I've talked to are like the same. Where they're like, yeah. I'm just fucking stuck.
Always.
This month is just like, ugh. Sucks. Coming back from the holidays and like trying to get back into the routine. And I just feel like I'm just like a slug every day.
Yeah, me too. I literally also think it's the lack of sunshine. It really fucks us up. So I will say, get some vitamin D supplements. And do you have any infrared stuff? You have an infrared mask or anything?
No, I always wonder if those work.
Yeah.
Like one of the little, like the little SolarWave guy.
SolarWave will work. I have one and I like never use it. Do you want it?
I love that you just like pawn off all these things to me, like the weird shit here that I get Instagram ads for.
It's in here.
It's in the stool?
It's in the stool.
What else you got in there? Oh, a full-on mask thing?
Yeah.
No way.
I never really use it. Do you want it? Oh, look, it's broken. I mean, it's not broken. You can have it. If you want it, Nicole, if you want it, take it home with you. If you're like, I'm not using this, maybe bring it back.
But then does that make me like really obsessed with you? I'm like wearing your old mask.
Yeah, like, especially because you're like, you're trying to get the DNA off it onto you.
Right, yeah.
Do an infrared sauna. Those are like $30 a pop and will change your life. There's one right here, Brookfield Place. You could go before or after you record. That shit does help. Cause an exercise. I didn't work out today. I didn't even tell you about my almond flour. We got one topic. I didn't tell you about my almond. All I ate yesterday was a protein bar that had almond flour in it. And it's why I'm still currently like slightly bloated. I was in so much pain and I was vomiting at the kids park where I'm not supposed to take Mabel. And
wait, you vomited in the park?
Yeah. I have an almond allergy that I've sort of been ignoring. I'm not really. Or it's been getting worse is the issue. And I am usually pretty diligent about looking for almond flour and stuff. But I'd had this brand of protein bar before, no problem. I'd had the other flavor. I'd had the chocolate peanut butter, which does not have almond flour. The chocolate chip cookie dough has almond flour. And it's all I had with like an iced coffee yesterday. And it felt like lead in my stomach. And then I started barfing, but it was like wasn't coming out. Like you still felt what was causing the pain. Just liquid was coming out. And then finally this morning, I think I got it out with my first dump, which looked pristine. I don't mean to do that symbol, but my first dump of the day was like a perfect snake. Anyway,
when you were throwing up, Mabel was just like standing there chilling, waiting.
The first time I threw up, she ran over to check on me, and then she didn't think it was a big deal and went back and got her ball and didn't understand why I wasn't coming to throw it for her. She's like, "Are you okay?" "Yeah, you're fine." I'm like, "Are you okay?" Yeah, it was that. This is exactly how much she cared then. Here, let me take your ears off. I'm worried they're choking you. They're not at all. I love you. You're so beautiful. I know. What have I said that makes you want to go out yet? Out, park, frisbee, kids park, out, chicken. You don't make people excited about the podcast, Mabel. She does the best size. So that's my seasonal depression.
I mean, you don't have to go through them one by one.
Why not?
Because this was just some loose ideas. These are good, though. Something that might interest you.
Building routines.
Yeah, because you're the routine queen. So I feel like that's the key to not feeling so bummed out this time of year.
I think it's like the morning routine will really set you up, because even if you're not super productive for the rest of the day, you still walk around with like a certain sense of accomplishment. You've got to feel that, like, now ever since you got Raspberry a little bit, like, you're just like enriching this sentient being's life every morning, you know? You're like setting her up for a good day. Does that make you feel good?
I do, but now she's also like, we've been calling her a sleepy teenager because like she has to be convinced to get out of bed.
Sometimes
in the
morning. Pitties are like that. They're like, she's lazy, just like, little, I'm good.
Yeah, she's like, and we recently upgraded to a king bed, as I told you, right, and she still is like, she's so small, but she's still sprawling out, taking up so much space. So I'll like get up in the morning and start my day, and I'll be like, all right, let me go check in on her. And my boyfriend's like about to fall off the bed because she's so stretched.
Him. I'm dead.
But she's, yeah, but she's, there are some days she's like, I'm not getting up until after 10. And I'm like, but I got to do, like, I got to start my day. Like, I'm just thinking about her in there sleeping. And I'm like, don't you have to go? It's been hours.
Oh my God, Mabel could never. Mabel's like French kissing me at like 5:56 a.m. in the morning. Just like little, like, don't you want to wake up? But so, we do have been doing like earlier walks, like earlier last outs. Like, you probably take Raspberry out later than Mabel's last walk.
Probably. I feel like whenever, like, I'm almost ready for bed, it depends on the night. It's between like 10 and midnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. But she's been having a tough time getting up in the morning, too.
Really?
So that's like,
that's a blessing.
Yeah. But she just doesn't like communicate like that. Like, she, like, Mabel licking her face in the morning, she just doesn't tell me what she wants ever. She's just kind of like staring at me. Like, she's just happy to be there. Yeah. And I'm like, just tell me something. Like, I don't know if you're happy. I don't know if you're sad.
She's,
I don't know what you want
grateful.
From me.
Grateful. Yeah. She's probably just super grateful.
She's a sweetie.
I love her.
But that was like the third point on my list, is because she's a sleepy teenager and she doesn't want to go. Sometimes she just doesn't want to go outside and we have to like convince her to go out. She's like, I can't. It's cold. I'm tired.
No.
So we've been trying to do like the snuffle mat thing, the licky mat. We're trying to come up with more like stuff for her brain and body inside, because she doesn't want to go romp around for a while.
Mabel has that, like, you have it too, I think, that treat thing, that circle treat thing.
No.
But that, it's that big thing that you just put a different treat in every little hole and they have to figure it out with their noses. But that only buys you like 10 minutes.
That's the thing, is like, yeah, all these anything little tricks, I see.
It, yeah, nothing's going to get you that much time. Does she like to wrestle?
It's so weird because, like, we'll try and, like, I don't know, she really doesn't. Like, she'll get, like, kind of excited, but she'll have, like, a brief zoomy, but she doesn't, like, even if we, like, she'll come present a toy as Mabel does.
Yeah.
And we'll go to, like, you know, oh, you want to play? She walks away. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You just want to carry it and show it to us. But then sometimes she'll let us take it and we'll throw it and she'll get it. And then that's it. Like, that's, she doesn't want to go back and forth.
Just like one time.
So I'm like, what do we do together?
But that sounds ideal. That sounds ideal.
But I feel bad.
You see, we're like the two extremes of
dogs.
Well,
yeah, that's why I'm like looking at Mabel's morning routine. I'm like, this is better than mine as a human. And like, what do I do?
But it's better than mine as a human too. I mean, she's fucking doing sprints at 7 in the morning, sprints and running jumps. But That's, and I mean, and she still wants to kill dogs sometimes, so she's never too tired for murder. All right, I was getting into this list. I saw something that made me, it was like, American Nightmare was good. I kept falling asleep and then waking up and having to rewatch, though. And all I learned is that police people don't know what they're doing. So I flew on in from Denver to make sure for myself. These people are idiots. And then I watched something else last 2020, Running Out of Time. This girl, Sarah, who was murdered on campus. And like she called the campus police 1,000 times leading up to the day of her death. They have this guy on camera stalking her on campus. He was 37 years old. And he grabbed her and he put her in the back of a car and he shot her 7 times. She was gorgeous. I don't know how they, it's probably old. Probably, yep, there it is, Running Out of Time. Look at how scary that guy was. That was her boyfriend. She's like, I think he's lying about his age. He was 37.
How old did he say he was?
I think like he said he was like just out of high school.
Ew.
I know. Or not. Just out of college. No, sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. A woman was found after being stuck on a gondola. Oh, a ski gondola. 15 hours. What an idiot. She boarded the gondola around 4:58 p.m. but was stranded without a phone 2 minutes later when the gondola stopped. I didn't have a phone or a light or anything. I screamed desperately till I lost my voice. Her friends reported her missing. We were going crazy. I'm sorry for laughing.
I mean, isn't that like, would you rather be stuck in a gondola or stuck in an elevator?
Elevator. Gondola, the wilderness outside, cold. I'm scared. Elevator, at least I'm inside and people are working on it. Too many more variables with the gondola. Gigi Hadid, Bradley Cooper, he's gay. Valentine's Day coming up. Oh, look at the girl with the boyfriend asking about Valentine's Day coming up. You have any plans? Just kidding.
I mean, Jesus. I do, actually. I thought there'd be like good stories. Like, you don't have any like crazy, like good or bad Valentine stories?
Yeah.
Nobody are flying out this year?
Probably not. Although I'll be headlining the Anchor Rock Club in Atlantic City February 16th. And you guys need to start buying tickets to that show because I don't know how to use Facebook. And that club is mad at me because I don't know how to use Facebook. So Anchor Rock Club, Atlantic City, February 16th. Come out, buy tickets. We're doing material. We're obviously doing crowd work. We're having fun. We're getting to know each other. Maybe we're gambling. Depends on how many tickets you guys buy, whether or not I gamble. One Valentine's Day, the guy that I had been dating for like years, but we were so toxic, he got me this really cool vintage lighter that was on like a leather necklace. And I got so wasted that night, I lost it that night. Valentine's Day, I feel like I work a lot. I have to do comedy for these couples and it makes me want to fucking stab myself. So I don't know why I do that. Makes me want to check my spots right now and fucking cancel them. But even like when I'm in a relationship, Valentine's Day is always like meh. I'm trying to, like, that's the thing. I've been in serious relationships for a lot of Valentine's Days and it's never enough. They never do enough. Sometimes like, yeah, I don't know. It's not my favorite holiday. Sorry. I was just really excited about a guy that was coming over tonight and he just asked me if he could come over tomorrow instead.
Did you do anything to prepare that's going to be really annoying now?
No.
Shave, get a blowout.
Oh, I did. I shaved. I get the blowout for the podcast, Nicole.
Of course.
It's for you guys. It's for you guys. Yeah, well, his loss was a really smooth pussy and now it's going to be still good.
A little stubbly.
And I have a flight Wednesday. So I'm going to Key West with my mom. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to another episode of OnlyFans with me, Carolyn Buffy and Mabel. and Nicole Lyons. And you're welcome. Who needs guests? Throwing ass on the ground, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only feet hands. It's only feet hands.